Welcome back. Final go-around here. Weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. Armando Vasquez, Phil Devine, Big T is off this week on Ballpark Frank. And Phil, we have a special guest with us right now, getting ready for UFC 200 tonight.
Yeah, joining us on the line, he's the winner of Tough Nations, Canada versus Australia, Elias Theodoro. Elias, how you doing tonight?
Pretty fantastic, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Excited for UFC 200 this evening?
No, hell yeah. Definitely pumped. Obviously, there was a little bit of a musical chairs, but either way, great night of fights.
Well, let me ask you what you thought about that musical chairs. What was your reaction when you first heard the news break the other night that Jones was off the card?
Again, obviously, you feel for the guy, you feel for Daniel. They're two guys that, again, want for different reasons are setting on the same path, and both of them are equally as confident that they're going to, you know, get their hand raised. You felt for DC because this is, fourth time going at it with Jones, and he has a lot of redemption on his own aspect, and obviously so does Jones. Jones, it's just unfortunate in every way, shape, or form.
Yeah, absolutely is. We were all a little devastated. Armando over here was talking about how he was heartbroken for about 8 hours or so until the news broke that we were going to be graced with the presence of quite possibly the GOAT, Anderson Silva, stepping in on extremely short notice and on extremely quick after a surgery. What were your reactions when you heard Anderson was going to be the guy taking the fight?
The balls on that guy. Not the goals. The balls. The balls on that guy, not the gulls. Because, again, he got gallbladder surgery.
I like it.
This pun, it made sense. With that being said, honestly, like it's cool. The Hunt versus Lesnar aspect, it has a little bit of a, I don't want to say freak show because, again, Lesnar's a great fighter in his own right. But whenever Lesnar was involved in a fight, it was the spectacle aspect. And in regards to this, Anderson is bringing that spectacle aspect because, again, it's the short notice. It's almost like the idea of the McGregor aspect, what would happen with Diaz coming in. Again, anything can happen in this sport. Anything did happen for this whole event. It's UFC 200. It's supposed to be the hugest card ever, and they played musical chairs, but it kind of worked out. It's not what we expected, but hell.
Yeah, and this is a really exciting card. We did talk about it all throughout the show, how stacked it is from top to bottom. And yes, you do have that saving grace of Lesnar against Mark Hunt. Yes, a little bit of a freak show, that circus aspect, but it's going to be entertaining. And you know Brock Lesnar is going to put eyes on the sport. Daniel Cormier, Anderson Silva, great matchup, really interesting. Lots can go wrong on either side right there. Like we talked about earlier, this is like a legacy fight for Cormier now.
Exactly.
Where you get to fight Anderson Silva, one of the best that's ever walked through those cage doors. But in all of this musical chairs, one of the big surprises to a lot of people was the one that shot up to the main event, and that was Miesha Tate against Amanda Nunes. A fight that at 100 UFCs ago, UFC 100, we never thought we would see women in the UFC, and now we got them headlining the most historic card in history.
Yeah, no, and with great cause, and the idea that, again, it's a young sport, but look how far we've come and gone. Again, we are all fighters. This is the marketing aspect of the awards that they've been pushing in regards to it, and it's 100% true. Everyone has a chance to become a fighter, and if that's their dream, just like any other sport, you can go for it. So it's a really amazing thing. And kudos to UFC for doing that. And again, it's more, in many ways, it's more, I'm not saying the word show, it's more, again, not the word show is what, I'm thinking of the wrong word, but again, it just kind of allows it to be, it's symbolic. There, that's the word.
Well, and it's
in many
also
ways, it's symbolic.
It's also incredible and kind of legendary when you consider that the biggest event in the history of the sport is not only being headlined now by a woman fight, but it's a woman that's not Ronda Rousey. So it shows that it
exactly.
is deeper and there is more depth
exactly.
than just Ronda Rousey.
Exactly. And again, when I say symbolic, I don't mean in the sense of, again, taking away from the fight. It's a badass fight. Miesha Tate has risen with ups and downs and everything in between to the point where she is. And God bless her. And that's coming from the atheist.
Okay, Elias, first of all, I'm assuming you're getting ready for a fight or something. Why are you not in Vegas? And second of all, this card is stacked from top to bottom, correct? I mean, it's amazing. The fight pass cards are Gegard Mousasi, Diego Sanchez, yes. Joe Lozon. I mean, did you ever think, why am I not on this card?
Well, I'm there in spirit. I guess, you know, last time to my defense, in 2015, I went to Vegas like 4 or 5 times. It's probably the best I'm not there.
I understand.
I've literally blown my wallet and just, you know, set half the place on fire twice.
Okay. Allegedly.
But, no explosions. Allegedly. Like you said, the fights are actually stacked from head to toe. The one that I'm obviously interested in, because I'm biased, is Diego Santos versus Gegard Mousasi. I'm Santos' biggest cheerleader. I want him to go all the way to the top.
Do you really?
Had.
Come on. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, okay. Because yes. you want that one back, right?
No, not even. My first bad day at work. I had what? Maybe a close fight?
Yes. Well, come on.
Who potentially is going on a 5-fight win streak, who has knocked dead everyone in the first round. And I honestly, again, I'm biased because I'm the one that fought it. And again, not making excuses is my first bad day.
And you shouldn't.
And when most people have a bad day at work, they go home and, you know, eat some food. Me, I get my ass kicked on national TV. You know what I mean? Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is, with him, again, for my overall fighter's team, it actually helps. Because, again, he was a 3-time Muay Thai champion who started when he was 12 years old. I had the half-brain idea to do this when I was 21. I've only been doing this for 7-8 years. Where, again, he's had 20-plus years of education in regards to the fact. Not too bad. And I want him to be top 5, top whatever he is. And it honestly helps me in the idea that, hey, I'm almost there. And it makes me excited because I know what I have potential. And I think that, again, I'm biased, but I lost the fight. He didn't win the fight. And I know that if everything that is so important about the ability to become better, it's all on you. And that's what I figured out in my first loss.
Were you nervous at all before they announced Anderson Silva? Because there was a lot of talk that Gegard Mousasi was going to be the one brought up for the fight, and then that Mousasi fight wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. Again, so many musical chairs. It worked out the way it is. Again, I'm going to have my Go Diego shirt. Go Diego just laughing. Just, you know, every time he hits them, like, you know, like a very protective stage mom. Like, you got it. You got it, Diego. With that being said, Gegard Mousasi is a great fighter and a great test for him. I've been in a cage with him, and I know what he's capable of. And he's growing with that. That's an amazing thing, man. Like, he's been at the game for 20 years, essentially, and he's going forward, so all the kudos to him.
Yeah, and you know, really, kudos to you, because like you mentioned, he's been on an absolute tear, Santos has, and in his last 4 fights, that one win, or the one win he has where he didn't finish someone in the first round is you. Took him to a decision, you know, like you say, you had a bad day at work, but yes, you come out looking great if he beats a guy like Mousasi, especially if he does it in the fashion that he's done with everyone else.
Exactly. From overall fighters team. And just, again, it's interesting to see how styles make fights and how, again, not necessarily the better fighter, that's not a shot on him in any way, shape, or form. It's all about game day. Whoever performs better on game day. And unfortunately, it was not my hand that was raised.
Now, speaking of game day, one of the fights that I really want to get into is a fight that really has not garnered a lot of attention, and I don't understand why. And especially with Conor McGregor possibly hanging in the wings waiting for the winner of this fight. Jose Aldo taking on Frankie Edgar, who, I mean, this is a rematch from a couple of years ago, but these are two totally different fighters right now. Frankie is riding an absolute wave of momentum, and Aldo coming off of his first loss in, what, like 10 years. So how do you see this fight going down?
No, it's exactly that. Like you said, it's very interesting. There's many different things that play at it. Obviously, Frankie lost the first time in a close fight to Aldo, but Aldo is facing a defeat he's never had before, knocked out in 13 seconds. How unlucky is that number? And again, the reason why there's not much attention is because the idea that McGregor sucks all the damn air out of the room. In many ways, still at the point where they kind of need McGregor in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, he's doing whatever the hell he's doing. And all the power to him. You know, the money fights, all that jazz.
Absolutely. Red panty night. No, red panty night.
Exactly. I'm wearing mine. No, I'm kidding. I don't even wear underwear.
Why so, bother, right?
I don't want to lie to you. Exactly. No, it's an interesting fight. Because, again, Edgar is on a tear. Look what he did to Cub Swanson. Look what he did to Mendez. Like, he is a savage in his own right. But he lost to the gentleman that he's fighting. But that gentleman just potentially had an earth-shattering loss. It's again, I came off of my first defeat, and it's whether if, you know, you learn from it. Again, there's all that aspect of, you know, the cliche, it's not a loss, it's a learning lesson. But when you put yourself in such a vulnerable spot, and it's such a buildup, and especially losing to someone you hate more than probably anyone else on this planet, more than Satan. Again, because he's religious.
I'm in your boat, buddy. Trust me. You and I, we're on the same wavelength. But, you know, here on this, you got to be a little careful what you say. But you and I, we're on the same. We think the same way, my friend. We are up against the clock. We do have to get going. But, Elias, you know, everyone can obviously reach you on Twitter. You're probably one of the most active fighters or overall just entertaining personalities on Twitter. Let the fans know where they can reach you.
Well, they can find me on at Elias Theodore, both on Instagram and Twitter. JudoChop69 for the Snapchat. It's legit. I'm on social media way too much. My girlfriend lets me know this constantly. and so does everyone else in the room. I'm really pumped as both mixed martial artist who loves the sport, but also as a fan for this whole weekend. It's been great so far. And I'm looking forward to tonight.
Absolutely going to be insane. Now, you're coming off a win over Sam Alvey about a month or two ago. What's next for you? Have anything lined up?
For me, again, in many ways, it's as cliche as it sounds, the idea of going back to the drawing board. And now I'm going to fight sooner rather than later. My body feels pretty damn good. And I want to get back in there and just go on the momentum. I had my first loss, but I'm looking forward to the next 12-fight win streak.
All right, I love it. Thank you so much, Elias, for joining us, and enjoy the fights tonight, my friend.
Thank you.
Have a good one, bro.
Wow, that was Elias Theodoro. I mean, guy, he is pretty much one of the best fighters to come out of Canada right now. Really,
that was awesome.
Yeah, and he loves the sport. He breaks it down very well. He knows what he's doing. And when I was talking about on Twitter, absolutely interactive with everyone out there. Hit him up. Elias Theodoro, the Spartan. I mean, gave us great stuff right there. Looking forward to see what's up next for him. But we are just a couple of hours away, guys. UFC 200, it's going to be insane. Armando, I know right after we leave here, you're jetting out of the studio and you were heading over to International Fight Week. It's
the
Expo.
That's the Expo. I may leave for a little while to go to the fight shop today, actually.
What's going on at the fight shop today?
Autograph signing with Nate Diaz.
Oh, that should be interesting.
That
should be interesting. Make sure you bring a bong with you. And quickly.
I gotta go tell him that I want him to just tear Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor needs to talk about racial things at press conferences. He needs to shut his mouth. I mean, he can say what he wants, say how he wants it, but he needs to keep race out of it. That's that.
I agree with you on that.
You do realize, though, that he was talking about a Mayweather fight and that kind of stuff, and what does Mayweather do all the time? He's kind of taken some pages out of his book.
I agree, but, I mean...
Hey, he does... Elias said it best. He does something better than anyone else, and that's sell the fights, just like Brock Lesnar does. You know, he's an entertainer. And we talked about Lesnar really quickly. Make no bones about it. He has a good chance of winning tonight. He certainly does. He may be an underdog. He may have walked away from that cage for almost 5 years. Maybe doing the, Frank, as you say, the fake wrestling stuff. But make no bones about it. He is a competitor and an athlete. And he may not...
I want Mark Hunt to knock him out in the first round.
He may not skip a beat.
I want him to knock him out in the first round. That's what I want.
By the way, we are totally up against it here, but... You know, Misha Tate's not the only women fighting on the card either. Katzengano comes back.
That's going to be a blast.
Okay, all right. Hold on. Why has no one mentioned TJ Dillashaw? Just that
because this fight card is so stacked.
It's
we couldn't even get
okay,
to
you
it.
Just did. We are literally out of time. Okay, okay, it is okay. The weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. Brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. It's fight week. We're excited. Hopefully you are too. And we'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.